at 7:45. From the KIOS studios, I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and we have a special edition of Live and Local from the studios. With me today, Sarah Brown is the Interim Artistic Director and Director of Education for Nebraska Shakespeare. Thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate you coming in, Sarah. Yeah. Midsummer Night's Dream, my goodness, you're touring all over the state.
We are.
Why on earth would you do a thing like that?
Well, it's our 13th annual on-tour production, and we take a adapted Shakespeare play. We pare it down to 75 minutes so it can fit into a school schedule, and we tour it around to local schools in Omaha, in Lincoln, and all the way through to Western Nebraska, trying to reach as many students with a contemporary, fun, accessible production of Shakespeare.
Now, you're on the KIOS, the NPR affiliate here in Omaha, so mm-hmm. most of our listeners hear Shakespeare and go, ah, yes, music to my ears.
Yes.
Some of the kids who hear we're going to watch a Shakespeare play or, mm-hmm. or an adaptation of a Shakespeare play and noses crinkle and what is that? What is the response? How do these kids react to this?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of times when we come in, they have a certain expectation, and sometimes that expectation is a nice quiet room where they can nap for 40 or for 75 minutes. But the shows that we do are so quick paced, and we keep the house to half so we can see the students and can interact with them. And a lot of times we do a post-show discussion after every show. A lot of times students will ask the question of how much was Shakespeare? Like how much of that was actually Shakespeare's text? Because they understood it. And when they read it, they don't understand it. And so all of our plays are 100% early modern English. They're all Shakespeare's text. So we get to show them that they can understand it, and it was meant to be seen and not read. And I think that gives them a new appreciation for the work.
I think that's exactly what makes Shakespeare come alive, mm-hmm. is hearing it, hearing yeah. the language and watching the actions. It's mm-hmm. Not unlike watching an opera that has subtitles, and after a while there are certain common phrases that mm-hmm. you will understand in a language that you don't speak because
yeah.
it's about living in that moment
right,
as the art is unfolding in front of you. You mentioned 13th season of touring. Now, you've been with the company for 18 years now?
18 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did the touring start?
Well, there's a wonderful program with the National Endowment of the Arts called Shakespeare in American Communities, and it's a grant to get Shakespeare out into American communities. And we applied for that grant 13 years ago, and we received it, and were able to reach all of these different communities and realize that there was a real need for this type of theater and this type of experience to go into some of these rural communities, some of our local communities, and so it became a real passion project of the company.
You're an Omaha product. You grew up here
mm-hmm,
and did your undergrad work here mm-hmm. as well. How lucky are you to be working full-time as an artist?
Extraordinarily lucky. Especially in Omaha, Nebraska. It's hard in this particular city to be able to be a working artist that can also pay the bills and doesn't have to have 18 other different jobs. So I consider myself extraordinarily lucky to be with this company and to be doing the work that I get to do on a daily basis.
If folks from here in Omaha wanted the opportunity to see this, and they've long since left their school days behind, they do have a shot here, don't they?
They do.
The 16th of October. Tell us about what's going to happen at Lauritsen Gardens on October 16th.
Yeah, we thought it would be a great opportunity, since we're doing Midsummer Night's Dream, and it happens a lot in a forest, to partner with the gardens, because they have a beautiful area for us to be able to perform in. We won't be performing outside. We will be in their indoor, because it's October, so you never know what's going to happen. But yeah, it will be on the 16th at 6 o'clock, and it will be the performance that we give to all of our school students. And the way that we create the production for schools is we never talk down to them. We always kind of raise the bar for them. So it will be a production that young minds and children at heart will enjoy.
Sure. Now, will there be a question and answer after the production at Lauritsen Gardens
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah. When you've performed with adults or for adults
mm-hmm.
before, how many do you see actually bring a text with them?
Actually, it happens quite often, especially Shakespeare on the Green that we do in the summers. Lots of people always have scripts. They'll have a Folger and an Arden edition trying to figure out what we cut out. And we did a public performance at Creighton this past weekend, and there were a couple of people that were really excited with how much we were still able to retain of the story and have it be 75 minutes. Midsummer, if it's in its full entirety, would be about 3 hours. So they were pretty impressed that we were able to keep a good portion of it.
Oh, that's great. The big event in Omaha is at Lauritsen Gardens, Tuesday, October 16th. Meanwhile, the touring goes all the way through the 27th of October. That's Sarah Brown right over there, the interim artistic director and director of education for Nebraska Shakespeare. If you're looking for information on this or any of the other productions that they do, NebraskaShakespeare.com would be the website to go to. Sarah, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you here. Morning Edition picks up right about now.